Welcome to Twi'lek Talk, a Star Wars podcast, with your hosts, Rob Solo, Darth Dylan, and Old Ben.
Well, just like the intro said, welcome to Twi'lek Talk, a Star Wars podcast. This is episode 4 for July 2017. I am one-third of your co-hosts. My name is Old Ben, and I am joined today by...
Rob Solo.
And Darth Dylan.
Hey.
And boys, we have a Sarlacc pit full of news and info to share with you tonight. We're going to go right into it. Han Solo, anybody that's everybody knows there's lots of drama going on with this. We're not going to go over it too much because it's been talked about.
It's been done to death,
pretty much,
right?
Everybody. Mm.
The funniest thing is, Harrison Ford could not care less about any of it.
Of course I could care less.
He don't give a shit.
Already dead in the film.
Yeah, he don't care.
But, so, of course, if you haven't heard, we'll give you the quick rundown. Mm-hmm. Lord Miller, out as directors. Ron Howard, yes, that's right. Richie Cunningham is in. And
wait, who's Richie Cunningham?
Ron Howard.
Oh, okay.
Happy Days. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Richie Cunningham.
I'm showing my age right now.
I should have known that. No, I should have known that. I watched Happy Days.
But a lot of things going on. A lot of people speculating that perhaps the movie was going to be moved to a later date to accommodate all the reshoots and everything that has to go down with that. But recently, actually, TMZ of all places actually leaked a bunch of video and pictures of Han, Chewie, Woody Harrelson's character Beckett, and I think Emilia Clarke's unknown character right now. So, guys, what do you think about this? Just to get a quick rundown, what do you guys think as far as the future of the Han Solo movie?
I just would like a clear picture of this Han. Like, you know, the pictures they just dropped from TMZ, he's blurry. I can't even see his head. I want to see what he looks like as Han Solo. Alden, whatever his name is. I just want to see what he looks like. And I haven't seen any pictures. I saw this one way back where his hair was blown when he's coming off set. But I need to see.
Oh, yeah, like a frizzy do, yeah.
I need to see him as Han Solo to get motivated for this movie. One thing that's really cool is I think it was him who complained that he thought Lord and Miller were taking the movie in a direction that didn't fit the Star Wars lore. So.
Right.
If that's the case, and that's what reports are saying, I kind of have maybe hope for him playing Han Solo and coming off as an authentic Han Solo. Maybe we can really. I'm thinking positive. Darth Dylan.
There's not really much to go off of other than these TMZ posts and little tidbits in the news, but I think Alden. I mean, in certain photos, he looks like a young Harrison Ford, I guess. There's another actor, I forget his name, but there's like a rumor going around that Alden is going to be recast because he needed an acting coach. I don't think that's going to happen, though. Those are just rumors.
Yeah.
You know, they like to blow it out of proportion. Like, he needs an acting coach. He's not good. So I think he's going to do a fine job. And if he was the one who brought up that Lord and Miller were like screwing around with the plot and the Star Wars legacy, then, you know, maybe that's for the best. Cause I think the current crew of people in charge of Star Wars, just judging by Rogue One and even The Force Awakens, I think they know what they're doing.
Well, apparently they were going to turn into a slapstick comedy.
Yeah. That's what I heard. Somebody compared it to Ace Ventura, like Jim Carrey style.
Ugh.
And if so, I also heard, I mean, I love the Lego movie. I love the Lego Batman movie, but this is Star Wars. This isn't a Lego Star Wars movie.
Hmm.
It's Han Solo, you know, one of the most gritty characters of the original series. You know, he has his wit, but he's not a joke.
Don't goof around with a classic character like that. You can't take chance. You make that shit. You don't, you know. I don't know. What do you think, old man?
He's one of the hardest. You know what it is? Lucasfilm, and I give them credit for it, man. They are tackling probably one of the hardest, most iconic characters in their in that franchise to do an early, you know, a young version of. Because there's so many specifics. There's so much. You've got to get the cadence right. You've got to get the look right. You got to get what would he do in this situation? What would his facial expressions, you know, emote? Yeah. There's so much stuff. It's really, in some ways it's weird. I was thinking about this the other day, and this is probably a bigger gamble than Rogue One, because Rogue One was such an unknown kind of, you know, it's the first standalone. They weren't really sure if people were going to gravitate towards a movie that's not focused on the Skywalker, you know, family. That was a big risk. But in some ways, this is a bigger risk because there's Harrison Ford has created this, you know, this icon of a character and revered by everyone. I mean, it's just one of those things where everyone might know that's not a Star Wars fan knows who Darth Vader is, but, you know, Han Solo is definitely up on that list as far as transcending pop culture.
A huge risk. Huge risk.
So it's a big risk. And I think that with Ron Howard, many have said this too. I'm pretty much reiterating what others have said, but that he was brought in as a calm presence to say, hey, you know what? We're going to get this under control. We're going to, you know, finish up shooting. We're going to do, you know, the edits, and we're going to write the ship. Yeah. I have faith that the movie's going to be good. We'll have to wait and see, but that's really all I have to say about it.
They're saying the release is supposed to be in May. Do you think that's realistic? Cause that's right now it's almost, you know, it's almost, the end of the summer, the summer's coming to an end.
They're sticking like a month. To it so far.
Well, the reshoots were planned already, so I'm not sure how many weeks there were. Someone had mentioned it, but I'm not sure if that was official. I think moving it would be there. I mean, there's like the sort of the catch-22, because if, you know, you don't want to put out something that you're not completely believe in that it's ready. But on the other hand, it's going to be a fiasco, a TMZ like fiasco for Lucasfilm if they, with all the problems that have been talked about in the media, if they have to move it on top of that. I mean, it's going to not look so good. So I think they're going to make a concerted effort to make that May date, and I guess we'll just have to see and, you know, what happens.
And these TMZ photos that just dropped, they are actually said to be when Lord and Miller were directing. Did I mention that already?
I don't think so. Believe you.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. So I think they're somewhat old pictures, and it looks like a cool set and all. But yeah, I mean, if the main actor is coming forward and saying, I don't really agree with the direction that these two directors are taking, I mean, that's right there. You don't want to have that sort of tension on the set of a movie this important. Am I right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Correct. Like, yep.
You don't fuck with Han Solo, man.
I think it'll be fine. Ron Howard seems good as long as he doesn't turn it into Happy Days.
Yeah, no, he's a great director. So I got faith that he'll do good.
Hey, we got Fonzie shows up at some point and, you know, tries to stall. Fonzie. Yeah, it happens, but so we've got San Diego Comic-Con coming up in a few weeks. And then right after that, literally the week after, is The Last Jedi at D23. Well, we think The Last Jedi hopefully will be at D23.
We're getting all that.
Yeah.
They said no Star Wars at San Diego Comic-Con. There's not a panel. But we do have the possibility of D23.
Wasn't it just confirmed that Rian Johnson will be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys think we're going to get any Han Solo footage at D23?
I think.
Or photos?
I could see them doing like a behind the scenes type thing, or maybe a scene or something like that.
Something.
You got to believe they do have enough material from the Lord and Miller shoots that they can put together that they're, you know, happy with. Because in order to, it's sort of like a way to show the audience that, hey, you know what, this is moving along. You know, we had a big bump in the road, but we're moving forward with it. I think that that's a possibility. I do think, though, I don't think we're getting a Last Jedi trailer yet. I think we're going to be getting like a behind the scenes sort of thing, like we did 2 years ago with The Force Awakens at Celebration. So. It's another we'll have to wait and see.
So you think they're going to do like a behind the scenes reel of The Last Jedi, but not a new trailer?
Yes.
Because I would consider the first one's a trailer. I mean, they say it's a teaser, but that's basically a trailer. Trailers these days give away too much anyway. I think that's like how a trailer should be, you know?
Right. Yeah.
What's it called? I was saying before to you, Rob, that I wouldn't care if they didn't come out with another trailer before the film, just because I'm that excited to see what unfolds in it. So as little as they want to give, I'm fine. That trailer alone was enough to hold me over, and the poster and everything.
I agree.
So if they do reveal something, I think I'm hoping it'll be like a behind the scenes thing, actually.
Do you agree, old Ben, or is this something you would want to see a new trailer? I mean, it gets you excited.
I mean, if they drop a trailer, I'm gonna watch it.
I'm not saying I'll be upset if they make a new trailer.
No, I know. I think that though for them, again, Disney are, and this is why they're Disney. They're the best at marketing and making the audience, not giving the audience too much and just giving them just enough. And I think having a trailer this early, I think it's going to be closer to like maybe, you know, Force Friday, somewhere around
October.
Because that's going to
Force Friday's in September. Am I
September? What is it? September something. Okay. It's on a Friday.
You think they're going to wait that long to release another?
Yeah, I mean, they don't need to. I mean, I don't think they need to release something this early. I think that giving a behind-the-scenes sort of thing, like you said with Force Awakens 2 years ago at Celebration, I think that will suffice for, you know, some people won't. Some people want it all now. But, I mean, I think that something like that would work fine for me at least.
I'll take anything. I'll take it all. I don't even care. I'll watch 10 trailers before I see the movie. I'm just going to watch the movie 10,000 times anyway. That's how I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll be going for the record once it gets into the theater.
I know you will. You always
I got to go at least 9 times for episode 9. So.
People are speculating they might even reveal a new standalone film, but I don't know if that's kind of, think that's overkill?
No, I think I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Like, we all have a hunch for an Obi-Wan film. That would be so cool to see, you know, I still think Ewan McGregor needs to make an appearance just to get people back on board with that.
Imagine they dropped something like that at D23.
That would be so cool.
That would blow everyone's mind.
I mean, I guess there should be a people should have a, whatchamacallit, an airport watch that weekend to see if he's going to be anywhere near
let's do
23.
I'm thinking maybe I could see it now. The panel room is going to go completely dark, and on the screen it's going to be Kathleen Kennedy and Lord and Miller screaming at each other.
Probably
behind the scenes.
Yeah, I heard she took one look at all that footage they had so far and like fired him.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
I don't know. She just fired him. I'm sure. I have faith that there's a reason they got rid of them, and that they are being very particular about the direction of the film.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry.
Yeah,
I'll watch anything they come out with.
So hopefully we get something at D23, since apparently we're not getting anything at San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah. So what we got? Darth Vader.
Oh, the comic series that just popped.
Yes, Darth Vader, the Chosen One. As we're recording this, the issue number 3 actually will drop tomorrow. Tomorrow being July 12th. It's been a very, I know that Rob, you've read issue 1.
Yeah.
And Dylan, have you been, I'm not sure if you had been caught up with that stuff yet.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to buy the digital copy today, but I think I was just too lazy to find my credit card to do it. But I read parts of it online in the synopsis.
Well, Dylan, if you don't mind spoilers, we'll go kind of right into it right now.
I know parts of it.
And this this is a 6-part series from Marvel. It's just titled Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Taking place right after, basically when he's strapped to the surgical table. When he gets his limbs put on, you know, his first steps as Darth Vader with his bionic suit.
Right. This is literally not, you can say, I guess technically at the tail end of Revenge of the Sith is where it starts.
And the last scene.
Yeah. And they kind of rewrite the scene in a way, they kind of retcon it. And to give a quick synopsis, basically, Sidious scolds Vader for losing his lightsaber and says to him that you have to create a new lightsaber for that's fitting for a Sith Lord, and including Kyber crystal and all. And then basically puts Vader on a journey, on a mission to find a Jedi and get a Kyber crystal so he can put together a lightsaber. This also brings up, and Dylan, maybe you'd want to speak on this, is the idea of the Barash vow, because currently Vader is seeking out a Jedi named Karak Infilla, who has a lightsaber, obviously he's a Jedi, but he's taken this vow, and I don't know if you want to go into that.
The vow is pretty much you go into like a state of meditation, is that what it is? And then you pretty much abstain from all of your like powers except for the Force. Like you can still use the Force. It's like a meditation type thing, right?
It's like a form of penance, like a self-imposed exile. Yeah, penance. And what's interesting is that it seemed that, you know, it's kind of funny that could this be the reason why Luke is on Ahch-To during the events of The Force Awakens?
That's what it's so clever, and it just really adds up. And I saw a report also that you don't see Luke with a lightsaber yet. And when Luke is training Rey, he doesn't have a lightsaber. She does. So it would make more sense.
You guys are that blowing he's in exile. My mind right now. Wow.
It's all, and Barash Obama.
He had to say it.
Barash. Wow. This is all new.
So, but here we have again another great example of Lucasfilm connecting the dots between different mediums, from the comic book to possibly, I'm not saying it is, but possibly the film. And,
it's fantastic.
You know, did Luke
canon, you know?
It is. Everything is.
And I don't think they put that in there just for the hell of it,
Another thing that was really cool about the comic was they brought into canon the thing that we already kind of knew about lightsabers and kyber crystals, and how they were no longer going with synthetic crystals for the Siths, but that they would bleed their anger into the crystal to create the Crimson Blade.
Right.
Yep.
Cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
Sinister. Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of people probably don't agree with this new canon. I accept it. And again, they show you in Rogue One when, you know, Jin is given the crystal from Lyra or so, and it's clear. It's like when you construct your lightsaber, again, going into the Ahsoka Tano novel, she creates white blades because she's a gray Jedi, and she actually turns crimson red into white through the Force. And this is the new canon with lightsabers and kyber crystals, and they show this in Darth Vader, which I think is important to bring up, being that they are basically building on this canon of lightsabers. Do you guys agree with this new canon of lightsabers?
It's different. Well, I guess you
too
agree.
Too much blue milk.
Too much. Is that yes or no?
Amperu.
Yeah, it's different. I don't know. I came from the old school of like green is for consular and blue is for this, and you know, and red's, you know,
it's hard to adjust.
Purple is for Windu.
Purple is for Windu.
Holy crap, that sounds like an album. Purple is
for Windu. Awesome. I gotta use that.
Sounds like some psychedelic sort of like rock band, yeah.
You should patent that, Darth.
I will.
Hashtag purple.
So we get the kyber crystal cannon built on, and the Barash, man, which blew my mind.
Yeah, I love it. When I read that about the Barash, it was like that missing puzzle piece in my mind about why Luke is the way he is.
Yeah.
And I think this is the information that is going to be crucial to The Last Jedi. And, you know, if they decide to, you know, show Luke going out of that state of self-exile, that's a cool journey.
I agree.
Like, Rey showing him this is it, you need to go back out there.
Yeah. I think maybe later we could talk a little bit about some theories on this to touch up real quick, because I mean, this is something we're going to continuously be discussing until December.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
Unless the next trailer, you know, they flat out reveal, you know, they mention it.
Yeah.
I could see them doing something like that.
Do you recommend picking up this Vader comic?
So far, yeah. The second issue, kind of slow, not going to lie. Yeah. Wasn't a huge fan. First one was good because it gave you that sort of like, wow, this is what happened after the events of Revenge of the Sith. And there was a big to-do about, you know, there was a big sort of speech about, you know, the Jedi were pretty much evil and then, you know, real order is going to take place now that the Empire is in charge and lightsabers were burned and it was cool. It was cool to see that. I think this next issue is going to be interesting, especially when Vader looks like he's going to encounter this Jedi that took this vow, and it's going to be interesting to see what transpires. So,
and Darth Dylan, anything you want to add?
I think I definitely want to read part two, because the first part, for what I read, was great, and I love the way that they're doing it. I love the artwork too, and I love the cover art. You know, it definitely inspires me to go down to the local comic book store and pick one up.
Yeah, there's this really cool blog you can check out on TweelocTalk.com, written by this awesome guy Rob Solo. Reference to issue one of Vader, Darth Vader.
I think I did see that.
It's fantastic.
I might have as well. Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
or I think it was Red Carpet Rob.
Yeah.
Red That's who wrote it.
Many aliases.
So I recommend this comic. I think it's fun. I follow the comics. So right now, I'm in the midst of the volume two of the Kanan comic, and I'm absolutely loving this comic. I can't believe it got canceled. I just can't see how someone couldn't enjoy it. It's amazing. I recommend that as well. Kanan. He's a fun character. Caleb Doom.
He's a good guy, too, from what I hear.
Yeah. Rebels. Okay. Speaking of Kanan, how about the Ahsoka Tano, The Love of My Life, Bendu unreleased footage? Can you tell us a little bit about that, old Ben?
You want me to tell you? So basically, yeah, Dave Filoni, who's basically the godfather of Rebels, recently mentioned something, I believe is probably on Twitter or Instagram, that, hey, there was this cutscene from one of the episodes this past season. I believe it was right before Kanan, Ahsoka, were going to go, and Ezra were supposed to go to Malachor. It was an instance where the Bendu and Ahsoka actually met. And there was a lot of – I mean, I can read you really quickly the transcript of what the scene was supposed to be. It was very quick.
Please do.
So the Bendu says, you are set on this confrontation then. And she says, I have to know the truth. And he says, so be it, but understand this. Much will change as a result of this encounter, including you. She says, isn't that true of all things as time advances? He says, my dear, when I say change, I mean death. She says, so I will die? And he goes, will you? I didn't know that. Goodbye then, Ahsoka Tano, former Jedi Knight.
Oh,
so it's very interesting.
Riddles, Bendu. Stop messing with everybody, Bendu. You know?
So yeah, a lot of people are speculating that Ahsoka's fate basically is she didn't actually die, but she has ascends to another plane of existence in the Force.
Bullshit.
Like, not
man.
A Force ghost, but she like dead. Kind of like the family, like the ones, like the father, the daughter, the sister.
Come on, man. You're bringing me down.
She reminds me of Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so is this really where they're going to go with that? Or is this something that was put on the back burner for a reason, because Ahsoka has such a following that they would never kill her off in that form because it might not make
it. Because that's your girl, I know.
Yeah, it's my woman.
My lady.
Tano Tuesdays.
So yeah. Yeah, baby.
I don't know. I mean, I think that to bring her back as like, well, she never died in the first place, I think that's a kind of like a weak idea.
Whoa, where do you get off that she died?
Well, she says I die? And he says death. In the transcript.
Well, yeah, everyone dies eventually. Maybe he's talking about the mad future, like when he was talking to Thrawn. Thrawn's True. Still alive, you know? Doesn't necessarily mean, do you guys think she died in her confrontation with Vader in the Sith Temple?
I don't think she died. I don't think she died. She is going to... there's definitely going to be a change in some way. But like I said, I think that maybe because she was so in tune with the sister from that group, the ones on that planet, it's very possible she could be some sort of not a Force ghost, but not somewhere between a Force ghost and not completely being alive, you know, walking, talking human alive, however you want to. I'm explaining it terribly, but.
No, I get it.
Kind of get it. Will she still look the same to us?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, you are the Ahsoka.
I'm nervous. I'm just so nervous about the whole situation. I'm all fired up over here. Sorry, guys.
I know. I was like, I was going to ask you if you needed a moment.
You just got to grip your body pillow extra tight and hope for the best.
If we need to take a commercial break, just please let us.
No. I'm all right. I really don't know. Like, at first everyone had speculated she was the White Wolf, and then Dave Filoni, diminished that theory, which it makes me think that she's probably going to take her form as we know her. I don't think she's going to be a Force ghost or an animal, you know, like one of them. What are they called? The owls?
Condor?
Yeah, condor. Like, I don't think she's going to take that form. I think we're gonna see her as her form, and I hope, I could be wrong, that she exists within the reality that she can, you know, interact with the physical world. Does that make sense?
That makes more sense than what I said, yes.
I just hope she's, like, able to, like, you know, continue on fighting in the rebellion. I want to see Ahsoka. I want to see Ahsoka to her. That's not really a true death for me and my love.
The tagline and my love.
You know, like, she walks off after a defeat with Vader. You know what? I think Vader was limping more than she was after that battle. I don't know.
Mm. She's strong. I think we'll be fine, Rob.
I'm all fired up.
If anyone wants to consult Rob, or have a group meeting about this, you can contact us at TweelecTalkPodcast.com.
I came in hot.
Or TweelecTalk.com. But no, I think it's we'll gonna be. Right. I'm interested to see what direction they're gonna take this in. They've done some creative stuff with, you know, character development, you know, since Disney has taken over, you know, for Lucasfilm. And you know, I don't think it's going to be as simple as one thing or as complicated as another. It's going to be something where, you know, you might not expect it, but whether it's satisfying for everybody, don't know. But it will be something that we'll definitely be talking about.
I'll tell you this. I'm excited to find out. We'll take a break, guys. I'm all fired up over here.
Whoa, calm down.
We'll come back after these messages.
Rogue One, baby!
Looking for a galactic getaway that can't be beat? Why, look no further than the most exciting planet in the core world, Alderaan! I'm Mach Moop for the Imperial Tourism Board, here to bring you this incredible deal. Enjoy a 7-day and 7-night stay in the modern and luxurious Alduran Royal Palace, or enjoy a hike in the Juran Mountains. Book now for 2,000 credits and the additional 15 when you reach Alderaan. This deal won't last forever, so make sure to visit Alderaan right before it.
All right, well, we're back. We've done some deep breathing exercises after the last one. We've gotten some Valerian root in us, and I think, Rob, we're good with the Ahsoka stuff.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Cool. Now we're on to Forces of Destiny. Forces of Destiny, for those that don't know, it was a series of 2.5-minute animated shorts that Lucasfilm released this past week, revolving around heroines of the Star Wars universe. And it spans all the time periods. Jyn Erso, Rey, Princess Leia, Ahsoka Tano, and Padme. Oh, and Sabine are all in the latest episodes. And I don't know. What did you guys think? For me, I think they were fun adventures that filled in the blanks between significant things that went on, you know, throughout the universe.
I'm enjoying them. At first I was worried that, you know, they were like 3-minute, you know, some less than 3 minutes long, they dropped one, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, you can't just drop a little thing. And they start dropping them every other day or like every
flies.
Day. Yeah. So now I'm content, you know? And it does fill in the blanks of a lot of the things in between the movies or in the movies with the case with the very first episode, Sands of Jakku. Rey and BB-8 battle the, what is it, the Night Watcher worm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is a scene that you see in A Force Awakens that, you know, that's something that could happen, you know, right after that scene where that Night Watcher pops out of the sand. And then they don't show you anything about it after that. So, I don't know. Did they know they were going to do this when they made A Force Awakens? Or is it Who just knows? Something they looked at and said, well, we could throw a little story in there.
I think that's the second. I think that they were looking at, you know, hey, well, what parts of the films and or what have you, or, you know, with the or the animated shows with Ahsoka and Sabine, what can we, how can we make it interesting? Like, hey, you know, between here, A and B, there was an, you know, a little thing that happened in between. And I think there are, again, fun stories. For me, I liked actually, speaking of, you know, filling the gaps or filling in the blanks, episode 5, Beasts of Echo. Very cool, because that was actually based on an original cutscene from Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, is that right?
Where the Wampa invades Echo Base. And what? They got...
I didn't know that.
Connects the dots.
Wow.
It's great. I love seeing that. You know, I want to discuss another monster in the new series. Not talking about the Wampa. I'm not talking about the Watcher Worm. I'm talking about Anakin. What did they do?
Yeah, that was... I think you're not alone in that. It was very, like, the animation was... I don't know.
What are you guys talking about? Which one are you talking about with Anakin?
The episode with Ahsoka.
Episode 4, yeah.
She's late to meet up with Anakin and Yoda.
Oh, you didn't like that?
No, everyone's just saying Anakin looks kind of weird.
Like his hair is funky?
They injected his lips.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool to see, like, Anakin and Yoda conversing again. And, like...
Cool. I love it.
The love of my life, saving babies and fighting giant rogue machines.
That's kind of like my life. I mean, that's why I was really drawn to that.
Okay. I thought it was cool to see IG-88.
Yeah.
That was cool. It's a cool little outlet. You know, we've all been there on YouTube when you check your new subscriptions, who's uploaded what. If I'm going to see a new one of these, like, once or twice a day, I'll watch them.
Okay. You know? Yeah. So episode 2 was the BB-8 Bandits, and that kind of also branched off of a little bit of Force Awakens with Tito and the scavengers trying to steal BB-8 from Rey, which they kind of brushed over. You know, in the movie, Rey runs up.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, get off him. Give me BB-8. She takes BB-8, and that's the end of it. So they added two things in between Force Awakens.
A very cool thing, too, that is they got Daisy Ridley to voice Rey.
I know.
Which is a really cool. And they also got Felicity Jones in the later episodes to voice Jen Erso.
Yeah.
So, you know, they really upped the ante with getting these animated shorts some sort of big... you know, kind of to do about it. And it's really cool how they were able to connect the dots with a lot of this stuff.
I love Jin. It was really cool to hear her voice. That was called The Stranger. That was episode 7, dropped like 2 days ago. And it's Jin Erso saving a Tookie the cat. That was episode. Cool. Yeah.
Little cat, yeah.
I enjoyed it.
We see a different side of Jin Erso there, I think.
And I was trying to figure out when this would have taken place. I'm guessing this was probably right after she left Saw Gerrera and before she was captured by the Empire and then subsequently recruited by Cassian.
Because it is
That's
on
what
Jedha.
I'm thinking.
Yeah. It's on Jedha, right?
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
We get a little bit of the Ewok escape, Leia on Endor. Saving Ewoks.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I wanted to... I'm sorry I cut you off.
No. Like, I thought it was cool to see her saving Ewoks and... getting her dress that they
made. That's how it is. They just add in these little things that you don't necessarily need to know about the movies, but they bring it in like kind of deleted scenes.
They're fun. They build on the lore. I enjoy watching them. That's how she got her dress. How cool is that? They made her a little dress. That's awesome. Yep, yep.
Reiterate on fun.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know, it's for if you just want to have a good time watching a little something. It's not too long. They're 2 minutes.
Yeah. And they're going to do 18 of these things, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Hopefully more, too. It'd be cool if they release like a DVD or something with all of them on it.
I would watch them all in a row. It would be fun.
Yeah.
And you could probably could in about an hour.
They dropped one more recently called Bounty of Trouble, where we see Sabine Wren from Rebels and Leia. How cool is that?
Yeah, that was awesome seeing those two together.
So cool. Stealing Imperial data for locations where the Imperials are set up or whatever. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought, again, it's a great... They portrayed Leia as so incredibly smart, you know, playing the stormtroopers for fools and playing her part well, similar to how she did in that Rebels episode, Princess of Lothal. Yeah, and again, like really good voice work.
You know that girl, don't you, old Ben?
Don't know her. I like to, but I believe it was the same girl that portrayed her in Rebels. But all around, like just very well written, very well voiced episodes and minisodes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the next ones. Of course, we're still waiting for who else are we waiting for? Hera.
Hera, your girl.
My girl Hera. So waiting for Hera, and I believe that will be a Return of the Jedi era episode. So I'm looking forward to that.
Is that the only one we haven't seen yet? Who else?
No,
are we
I know in the early when they showed a very like a behind the scenes that trailer that she was supposed to be in it because again it was confirmed that she survived the Battle of Scarif.
She
and
did.
Was and moved on to you know she was on Endor when. During the events of Return of the Jedi, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that in the show. Oh, right.
They'll definitely do that.
They're going to show some Hera. You think that the Hera episode is going to be after...
The best episode? Yes.
No. You think it's going to be the battle after the Battle of Scarif?
No, it's going to be... I believe it. They said it's going to be on Endor.
Wow.
I could be wrong, but...
Really?
I believe it was Endor. I mean, again, we'd have to wait and see... what comes next, but either way, I'd be happy with either one.
And that would show her alive after the Battle of Scarif Endor happens way later.
Yeah.
Wow. That's very cool. Anything you want to add, Darth Dylan?
Nah.
It's fun to watch.
He's speechless.
Yeah, it is fun to watch.
I was too speechless from these. I want to add one thing about all the haters about the series, because I'm just... gonna say it. I went on the YouTube channel having a good time watching these, and the YouTube this is always gonna happen, but it's always so negative. And I don't know. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, obviously, but I think there's a fine line between going out of your way to nitpick on every little instance and actually trying to enjoy it for what it is. A lot of people are saying the animation isn't the best, but you know what else are you expecting? It's like a 2-minute YouTube short series. I like the series a lot so far, what I've seen. I think they're doing something cool.
Are we moving on to Battlefront?
You want to talk a little bit?
No, correction, Borg Gullet. It was just revealed that Borg Gullet is actually the Rancor's father.
Oh, how cool would it be if you could play Borg Gullet in Battlefront 2? What?
That would be maybe like a... I don't know, that would be sick.
That would be
Borg Gullet taking on Darth Maul.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with Battlefront 2, Darth Dylan, because recently they dropped a lot of playable characters.
They did, yep.
I would like to go over that.
Yeah. It was revealed that they pretty much leaked a bunch of somebody on Reddit, Uninspired Zebra. He uncovered a list of the characters playable in Battlefront 2, and we've got some pretty cool ones in here. Notably, the newest one is General Grievous, which is if you've played the classic Battlefront 2 on the original systems and the PC, he's a great character. Then we're also getting Bossk from Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's pretty cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? Captain Phasma.
Yeah.
Which we haven't really seen much about Captain Phasma because, in my opinion, they didn't really do her justice in The Force Awakens.
I think we'll like her a lot more after the next movie.
Yeah, I think she's going to have a big role in the next film, and that's really great because when I initially saw her design and everything, I was so excited for that. But, yeah, she's going to be in it. And then Lando.
You get to be Lando?
I think that's, what's that?
You get to be Lando Calrissi?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Now,
and then there's another.
Darth Sidious?
Yeah, yep, Darth Sidious.
That's huge.
Darth Maul, Darth Vader, Boba Fett, Kylo Ren, and Rey. And then it's revealed that Finn is going to be in it, too, as a downloadable player.
Oh.
But there's another thing, though, is, you know the new character, Iden Versio? From the single-player campaign, they're making the novel about her.
Yes.
Right.
It was actually on the Empire, there's 8 characters under the list of that, and there's only 7 characters revealed under the Rebels, leaving her to be on the Rebel side.
You think she's going to switch over?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what they're thinking, that she's going to be on the Rebel side. So
she seems pretty devoted in the trailer, though.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, and if you listen to the we talked about this, Rob, the actress portraying her, Janina Gavankar.
She's a Imperial lover.
She's a big time. She loves the Imperial. Yeah, she loves the Imperials. But what I think is really cool, though, is you do get like a compelling argument. You don't get the black and white. There are shades of gray now with in regards to how Disney is portraying and showing different stories. That we're getting an Imperial's point of view of someone that grew up in that sort of culture, and that's all they know, and that's who that's where their allegiance is. So that's really cool that we're getting that. And I think it also started with Finn,
you know, the Finn effect.
Finn effect. There you go. Right before Finn. I mean, stormtroopers were just faceless helmet, guys with helmets on that were awkwardly missing our main characters when they shot at them. But now you're getting a human. They're putting a human face to the Empire, and I think that's really cool.
Did you coin the Finn effect? Is that something someone
said?
That's
great.
That's good.
I think I coined it.
All right.
I coined the Finn effect. And what was the other one?
You're saying
something purple for Windu.
Yeah,
purple for Windu.
Yeah, we gotta write this down. So you're saying that this main character in Battlefront 2 and also in the Inferno novel, you're assuming, or there's a theory going around online, that she may get the Finn effect and turn toward the Rebellion.
Yeah, because the list, there's 8 characters on the Empire side, and there's only 7 on the Rebellion side with a missing character.
Wow.
So they're speculating it's her.
You guys are just everything you guys are saying tonight is awesome. It's blowing my mind.
It's great. And we're going to, on October 4th, the beta is coming out for the game if you pre-ordered it.
Okay.
So that's cool.
And the release is in what, November, December?
November.
Yeah.
And
late
the
November.
Audiobook
November
7th comes out in a couple weeks.
Audiobook comes out in a couple weeks. Inferno Squad, written by Goldie. What's her name? Christy Goldie.
Christy
Goldie. And stay tuned for the game that I may have to buy a PS4 for.
We'll play online, yeah.
It's very exciting. It's just so cool that it's all canon, too. And that's
For me, it's like I'm not much of a gamer, but I got to say, I really do like the cutscenes from games. And anytime someone will post something on YouTube, the cinematics, I could watch that for hours.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me the Lego of Jedi Outcast.
Yes,
that was awesome because I love Jedi Outcast. I love the character. I love Kyle Katarn and his story.
And one of my mentors, Bob Bergen, does the voice of Luke Skywalker in Jedi Outcast too. So
that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Really,
very
cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But so that's I'm looking forward to it. I don't again like not much of a gamer, but I will for this. I might if you guys are. Wanted maybe get a podcast going where we're watching or we're playing and stuff. Somebody's house, I'll be there.
People love that. That's
definitely. We'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You heard it first.
Yeah. Twi'lek Talk's Battlefront 2 challenge.
Twi'lek Talk live from the couch.
live from the couch.
A couple of Last Jedi theories that came out this week to wrap it up. All right. Let me ask you guys a question. Ezra Bridger is Benicio del Toro. And is it possible he could be the Last Jedi? Because this is something that's been going around. People have been crowing about this.
I don't know if he's Ezra, but being the, you know, him being the Last Jedi, as in, you know, since we don't know what Luke's current status is, that could be, I mean, there could be that twist and that, you know, knowing Rian Johnson with, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen Looper and seen any of his other movies. They're amazing stories there. And they take turns that you would not expect. And that would be interesting. I'm not saying yes or no, but that would be something I would look at and be like, okay. I was not expecting that. But if it's told in a good way, I'm there.
It's a serious twist. Darth Dylan, you think it's a possibility?
I don't know. I think they're going to just take the route that the Last Jedi is Luke and that there's going to be that gray factor in there and completely change the face of what Jedi is. But I think it definitely is a possibility that that's going to be the character, like a DJ, dealer of junk.
Yeah, or
I think you're right. I think they're going to go with the Luke is the Last Jedi. But this is a theory that's been going around. And parallel to that, is that Snoke may be the Last Jedi, and he is from an ancient order of Jedi.
That would make sense.
No, that's another one that's been going around recently for the Last Jedi.
I don't know, because in the movie, didn't he say something like, if Skywalker returns, then the Jedi will, you know, come back, or something like that?
Does he say that?
I believe he says something to the effect of, if Skywalker returns, then the Jedi will something, or I'm drawing a blank right now, but
whoa, we got to look.
If anything, I think he's he could be a part of an ancient Sith or a dark side faction that we have not been, educated on yet with the new canon. But that's interesting. Both of these things are definitely feasible. It's just, again, for me, it's all in how you tell the story. If it's told in a creative way that makes sense, then, you know, it could work.
Because he does want to destroy the Jedi. So you're right, old Ben. That might conflict with that theory.
Maybe.
Possibly. Darth Dylan, what do you think about that?
I'm going back to the opening crawl of The Force Awakens, where they literally say the Last Jedi, Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm pretty bent on that theory.
That's a good point.
I don't know. That could have just been like placed there on accident. Like just they didn't even realize. I don't know. I'm going to wait to see more details, more photos, more trailers.
And avoid spoilers because they are abound on the internet.
I got to get off the – I think this year I'm actually going to get off the internet in the weeks prior, because for The Force Awakens I didn't.
That's some serious stuff, man. You were – probably looking at stuff you shouldn't have been, though, right?
Naughty Dylan.
Me? No. Yeah. No, I was in a... I think I mentioned this. I was in a group chat. My friends just spoiled everything for me. Right. Like, I thought they were just messaging me about, like, their days, but then they're like, oh, Han Solo gets killed by his son. I'm like, dude.
Wait, guys, I didn't see the movie. Why are you spoiling it right now?
come on.
I just assumed maybe Darth Dylan was tapping into the dark side and he was looking at stuff.
Oh, yeah,
should.
Right?
I never.
Another really, really, and this one kind of sparked my interest. The Knights of Ren are the students who trained at Luke's Academy, and they all turn to the dark side.
So I think that's very realistic.
It's feasible in the sense that you say, like, oh, Obi-Wan says Anakin died and Darth Vader was born. Like, he tells Luke his father died. In a sense, when you turn to the dark side, what you were before, you're dead. It's symbolic. It's always been in the Star Wars lore. So that's the only reason that this Knights of Ren being the students maybe Kylo turned them all to the dark side. And that was the
trauma. I don't know if it would be all of them, because in the Force flashback, didn't we see Kylo stab
somebody? Old Ben. You just
saw it. Well, I'm just saying. But what it could have been was, you know what? All right, so I will turn back to the, I don't know, the light side, the dark side right now, to not defend that. Basically, perhaps that was someone that was going to kill Rey, and that Kylo stopped him from killing Rey. I don't know.
Or,
because we don't really know, you know, again, some of the Force visions that she had, we don't know if she was actually in them or she was just, obviously the ones involving Luke and Vader and everything else, she was not there. But, you know, some of them she could have been there. I don't know.
That was good. You might be right. Maybe a couple didn't turn, and that's what you see in her Force vision. As the ones that didn't turn being struck down by the Knights of Ren, which maybe half of them did, half of them didn't. Maybe there's more gray to that than we know. Wow, good point. But those are the theories for the week. Do you have anything to add, Darth Dylan, about Luke's Academy possibly being the Knights of Ren? That's huge.
It seemed, when you said that, it seemed like, another, like it just clicked. Like, yeah, that's what happened. So since Kylo Ren is related to Luke, maybe they're going to show from a young age when Kylo wasn't tainted by the evil.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll show Kylo something, maybe with Snoke being an emperor type thing, like with Anakin, like kind of shaping Kylo to turn on Luke, creating the Knights of Ren to go against him. I don't know.
You think it's possible Kylo Ren was maybe even a bigger bitch than he was in Force Awakens before that, and they'll show it?
Maybe. Yeah, like throwing tantrums.
Well, they said, though, and I don't know if this is canon or not, but he was not as strong in the Force as you would think someone with blood relation to the Skywalker family would be.
Yeah.
And that when he became, when he turned to the dark side, that his, I guess some natural talents did kick in and he became more powerful. So
maybe he's envious of his relatives.
I see like him Luke. As a, I see him as a weak link in the Skywalker chain. He's just,
I mean, again, you know, it's all about, you know, what are the reasons why, you know, people turn to the dark side? Why did Anakin turn? To save Padme and to gain power.
Yeah.
Maybe Kylo, you know, being again of the same family, his reason was he felt like he couldn't live up to the Skywalker legacy, and he wasn't as powerful, and he craved power, and almost a similar kind of thing, but a different reason why he got there. Maybe.
Well said. Well said.
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to add to episode 4 of Twi'lek?
I just want to say something that's been bothering me.
Okay.
Really bothering me. I try to show up to work and have a decent conversation with you guys about Star Wars. And then I got one of my closest friends ever not liking Star Wars. And I just got to say,
this is a problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem. And we got to get him to come on the show, and we got to change him.
How do we turn him?
This is a force for change. All right, we're having a public hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Seagroves for Star Wars.
Yeah,
we got to see this trending. All of our followers, all of our copious amounts of followers.
Yeah,
and he's got to change. You know,
drink the blue milk, buddy.
Drink the blue milk.
That's your problem.
Just like Aunt Beru used to make.
Ben, you want to
Yes, sir. I'd like to shout out to our friend, our comrade, our webmaster, Ken Frederick, who's done an amazing job on our website. You can actually go to his website to see his stuff. He's an amazing artist. www.kenfrederick.com. And also, too, we have content videos up. We have two so far.
We do.
One just dropped today, an amazing one you guys should check out by one Darth Dylan. It's called Alien Autopsy, and it examines a specific character, that a minor character, a major character, a character you might not have heard of, and he does a video on it, and it's incredible. And he goes into it, and there's pictures, and then there's narration, and you should check it out.
That was an awesome job, Darth Dylan.
Yes.
Thank you.
That video.
Yeah, I'm having, like I even said in the video, I'm having a lot of fun making it. because it's really cool to go in depth. I'm a fan of the aliens of Star Wars, and there's really a lot that you can speculate on. There's a lot online to research about these minor characters that you only see for a brief moment.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to just have something dedicated to them, because to my knowledge, there's nothing else online in the form of a video about these minor characters.
I got one coming up about Dr. Cornelius Evazan.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had mine on Jan Dodonna, which
awesome.
Yeah, was really cool. I love that video. Ben did a great job researching it. Your voice sounds majestic.
I'm learning all types of new stuff from you guys making these videos. I'm loving
Come on,
it.
Man.
And your voice does sound majestic.
The Twi'lek talk is taking off.
Video, my next video will be, there was Jawa that was a Jedi. Just a little bit of an early glimpse into that. And
it's exciting.
Eat Jawa!
Ooh, teeny to everyone.
Yeah, right? Check us out at Twi'lekTalk.com. Where else are we?
Oh, we're on YouTube. Facebook. And look up Twi'lek Talk Podcast, I believe. You type that into your little YouTube machine. We're on Facebook. You can find us probably at Twi'lek Talk Podcast there. And Twitter, I believe, right? I think
Twitter.
We're on
Twitter.
Yep.
We're on a lot of
social media.
We're on every podcast media there is. Medium.
Hmm.
We're on Stitcher as well.
Check us out on iTunes.
If you have the app on your phone, if you have an iPhone, just go to the podcast app, type in Twi'lek Talk, and it's completely free to download.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of stuff coming up for the future of Twi'lek Talk. Guys, amazing episode 4. That was a load of very fun Twi'lek Talk.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
What else am I going to do on a Tuesday, huh?
Right?
Twi'lek Talk.
Tano Tuesday, baby. I miss you.
Twi'lek Tuesday.
I miss you, girl, like the stars. I'll see you guys soon.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And may the force be with you.
Good night, guys.
Oh, peace.
Good night, guys.